Welcome to episode 7 of the From Gossip to Growth podcast. We're in the middle of a series where I'm teaching you or I'm taking you through 7 steps on how you can eradicate workplace gossip. Now, I'd love for you to jump on the Facebook group and the Facebook community, come share your questions and your thoughts on the matter. And if you've started implementing these 7 steps over the last couple of weeks that I've been taking you through, I'd love for you to come and share that in the group as well. It'd be really good to hear from you. It'd be so amazing to connect with you. Now, this is step 6 or part 6 of the 7 step series, and this is the second last one, and we're nearly at the end, and I applaud you for sticking through with all the 7 steps. So let's jump in and let's get started with part 6 of the 7 step framework. Are you struggling with gossip in your workplace? And have you tried multiple different strategies but nothing seems to work? Perhaps you're aware of the gossip, but you don't like conflict. You feel like you don't have the time to deal with it, or you simply believe that they are adults and should be able to deal with this themselves. You are not alone. Many leaders have come to accept office gossip as the norm. Hey, I'm Rika Whelan, workplace gossip strategist, and I have got good news for you. It doesn't have to be the norm, and you can eradicate workplace gossip without the drama and the stress. How, I hear you asking? Well, you're in the right place. On this podcast, I'll share strategies that you can implement on a daily basis to transform your workplace culture and take your team from toxic to thriving and from gossip to growth. Grab your favorite beverage and a notebook and pen, and let's get started. The last 2 steps is, so C, is continuous accountability. Continuous accountability is going to be extremely important as part of this process. If you do not keep your team continuously accountable for no gossiping, then the whole process and everything you've done is going to fall flat on its head. And I don't want that for you. So I know it's going to be tough for you. I know that you don't want to continuously keep them accountable because you think you don't have the time or you don't want to have the conflict or whatever that might look like for you. But not keeping your team accountable is even worse than the gossip itself. You have to keep them accountable, okay? Because they need to know that they can't revert back to the way that it was. And sometimes, and often what I see this happen is that when there's a new employee coming on board, that's usually when the wheels fall off a little bit, okay? So especially when there's a new employee coming on board, then you have to think about, okay, there needs to be accountability here. The new employee needs to know that this is serious. And also what's really great, what I find, is that people love the no gossip culture so much that they start keeping each other accountable. And in a place where I was working, where there was a gossip-free working environment, I would only hear afterwards where people would come and tell me, oh yeah, by the way, I told that one to not gossip because we're a gossip-free environment. And then I would say, oh, and what happened afterwards? Oh no, they just stopped. Oh, okay. And it just surprised me, and it was so cool. It was so cool that I didn't have to start being the only advocate or the only person that keeps each other accountable, because people were starting to keep each other accountable. So 100%, you can also share with your whole team, not just the leadership team, but to keep each other accountable, okay?
Now, quick note at the end of this episode, because I only spoke very briefly about accountability, but there are many ways that you can keep people accountable, and that the number one way is to actually call them into your office and say, hey, I noted this had happened, just a quick reminder about X, Y, and Z. Or you can just quickly go up to them and say, hey, just a quick reminder, X, Y, and Z. So you don't have to actually call them into your office and make it so formal. But this is a better approach than what I see most leaders do. And if most leaders who I speak to will say to me, what they will do is they'll send out a blanket email to the whole team because one person crossed the boundaries. And more often than not, the whole team already knows who that person is. But then they get a little bit frustrated because the leader or the manager is addressing everyone in the whole group. Some employees like that approach because then they feel, okay, it's been addressed. Then they're relieved because, okay, this person has been spoken to, because there's nothing worse being an employee and a person gets away with something. But on the other end, if you've got a really good culture, people won't be so against each other where they think, oh, thank goodness that was addressed because I really didn't like that behavior from that person. Because that is, again, the start of something that might be potentially, you know, growing into a toxic workplace culture. Because if you have a great workplace culture, then people won't be making it their business whether that person who was out of line gets addressed or not. So leaders do that because they want everyone to know that, hey, I've addressed this person now. And so just know I've done my job. I've done my job. So, you know, leaders pat themselves on the back and say, okay, you know, I've dealt with this now. Look at me. And so sorry if that's very direct, but I think it's very crucial and important that instead of doing it that way, you actually call the person into an individual meeting, address whatever the issue is, especially if it's then gossip. And then that's it. That's confidential. Nobody else needs to know about it. I mean, ultimately, the rest of your team will note that that person is no longer gossiping. Or if they're too busy with work, which they should be, then they're not even going to notice it at all. So just a quick little add here at the end, which was a little thought that I had to share with you. And really this podcast, I'm going to be super honest and like really brutally honest with you because I'm not going to sugarcoat this process. I'm not going to sugarcoat workplace culture. I'm not going to sugarcoat getting rid of workplace gossip. No, I'm not going to do that because as leaders, you deserve the truth. And you deserve for someone to finally speak the truth to you because sometimes we just choose the easy route because we're in survival mode or we're, you know, we're just about to burn out. So, you know, we blame our decisions on that. And I'm speaking from experience. That's why I can say that confidently because some decisions that I've made, very questionable decisions, was because I was tired. I was in survival mode and I was just so burnt out and exhausted. Okay, so one more episode to go, which is the final step. You don't want to miss it because the final step is what's really going to solidify and give that final stamp of approval, the final stamp of what you want to do to ensure that you have eradicated the workplace gossip and that it actually remains that way. So I look forward to sharing this final step with you in the next episode. Bye. Hey, I hope you enjoyed that episode. I had such a great time recording that just for you. It would bless me big if you could please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and make sure you follow or subscribe to the podcast so that you are notified when a new episode launches. And then finally, join the free Facebook community. Simply go to gossiptogrowth.com for more information. I look forward to chatting with you in the next episode.